So just give me a description of your collection.
There are 47 dolls, and they are dioramas. That means that they're on little, each one tells their own story. There's four different sets. I divided the set into hunting and fishing activities and activities that would have to do with the home, and then activities that would be clothes making and making sleds and so forth. And then there's one on music and dancing.
Okay, so can you tell me a little bit more about the doll maker?
The major doll maker who made most of the dolls is Martina Oscar.
What kind of materials was she using?
The time that they made that she made those, there wasn't a lot of material out there. There wasn't a big store like there is now. Actually, there too. So you kind of used what you got. And see, people would go to Anchorage and they'd get material and they'd come back and they'd share it with others. And so she made her family's clothes out of the material, and then there was some scraps, and that's what she made. She used in the dolls.
And so, I mean, what made you get her to make those dolls? And then what made you decide, this collection of dolls that I have, I want to show them around Alaska?
Well, two questions. Firstly, she was a great doll maker, and we visited a lot. And one day I said, say, hey, why don't we get a list of dolls that you'd like to make, and you can make them. She said, oh, that'd be great, basically. And that's how we began that selection. Why did I want to show them around? You know, I'm very proud of that doll maker and those dolls, and I think that they're really, really great. And you guys have a really good museum, I hear. I just think that people, you know, should be able to see what went on in the 60s and 70s. It was a changing time, and in the villages particularly, and that it would just be really a cool thing to do, to share them with other people. So I wrote a letter to all the museums in Alaska, and your museum answered first, and there they are.